We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPG News, I'm Lenny Nazarva. It's Friday, April 26, 2024. The Urbana Police Department arrested a young man identified as Boston Brooks for threatening terrorist acts last Monday. The suspect targeted Olivet Nazarene University in Bourbonnais, where he had been previously enrolled and participated in their cross-country team. The university increased their campus police presence on Tuesday, but did not cancel classes. Brooks was released on Wednesday, with the criminal investigation still ongoing. The lack of detention caused a public outcry in the community, especially against recent Illinois criminal reforms. No motive has been established. Michael Paracchi, a computer science student at the University of Illinois, won the top prize in Apple's Swift Student Challenge among 50 other winners. The challenge saw a total of 350 winners, including 50 distinguished winners for which Paracchi was recognized, all of which demonstrated qualities of innovation, social impact, and more. Paracchi's app was an educational tool that teaches users about cardiac arrest and the basics of CPR through an interactive game. The idea for the app came to Paracchi after losing his cousin last year due to cardiac arrest. He hopes the game can not only teach those unfamiliar about the subject, but raise awareness as well. Illinois officially recognizes the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation as their first declared tribe. The tribe was able to regain 1,280 acres of land in the state after spending $10 million on 130 acres for the last 20 years. The 130 acres have been signed over to a trust by a fourth grade grandson of Chief Chabanay, Joseph Zeki Rupnik, who signed paperwork for the tribe to have control over their land last week. Reclaiming the land has been of great importance to the tribe due to the tribe's ancestral history and its value to its families. Contributive reporting for this newscast was provided by Suzette Murillo, Nicholas Araujo, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news director is Elisa Eaton, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPG News, I'm Lily Nazarva.